got to work with people that I respect and have grown to respect even more. And today we'll be exposing each other and just going through the process. And we love each other now, but there were times that we were tricky.
Very tricky.
So I actually met with each and every one of you personally before the actual thing, just to make sure that I was connecting properly with each of you. And I gave you a brief of each thing. What about the brief that we spoke about did you connect with first?
Personally, I didn't.
You were stressed. You were angry at me.
No, remember, I think you came to Black Motion offices. And we started talking, and the idea for me or the brief changed immediately, because what you were saying, I was interpreting it differently. I was going to the UN performance that I once saw, and I thought we could create a landscape and a canvas where we could use graphics to just share the message.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which it was just the first brief, and, you know, like in my head was, okay, what are we gonna do? You know, do we have the technology? Do we have the space? Do we have the height? Do we have the budget?
Yeah.
You know, is it gonna be, you know, adequate for what we wanna do?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the rest is history, and the story is quite great to see the final production the way it is now.
Because I just rocked up. I said, "This is what I want."
Yeah.
I didn't tell you how it's gonna happen, and then you kind of broke it down for me, and I was like, okay, maybe we can do it. But literally, you figured out a way to make it almost exact to what we wanted it to be.
Almost. Actually, do you remember the first point? It was supposed to be a projector.
Ah, yes.
It was supposed to be
you
a projector.
Are coming from behind.
Yes. Like, and I looked at that thing. I'm like, first of all, I saw that Beyonce one. I was like, they're probably using like high end 50 projectors stacked. And I looked at them like,
And I've got a straight face that time.
Like, no, I don't want LED.
I don't want LED.
It's going to look like a normal gospel show.
Yeah. Normal gospel show? Yeah.
No, I don't want LED. I want it to look like this so that people are surrounded. People to be surrounded and to be part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, the brief was very confusing at first. Because she showed me a Beyonce video at the UN. I look at this thing, I'm like, okay. So you want me to do graphics?
Yeah.
But you are giving me color limitations.
Yes, I'm a project.
Yes, I'm a project. You are saying you don't want color, you want this thing to be white. You want the whole show. You want the whole show to be white.
Yes.
You want me to create graphics for 14 songs with white.
Yeah.
I eventually came to the last meeting before the show. That was like, eventually.
Yeah.
I get there and I'm like, yeah, these people look interesting.
She's talking Beyonce's creative ideas, but le budget.
And then I come to that last meeting. Yeah. Then I make changes.
Oh.
I'm like, let's make the stage white.
Oh.
Let's and the last meeting, levels. Which is his first meeting of the 19,000 meetings. Then he rocks up and changes everything.
Okay. Let's make the LED curve.
Yeah.
Let's make it
yes,
turn.
I remember.
Okay, you know what? Let's make a different level for the PVs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what the budget is, but
make it happen. And again, Pella, that's a white. It's not a paint, you know? Mm. You have to really create a glossy finish on stage, two levels. Which worked great, by the way, because it made you look like you were gliding on stage.
Yes.
With all the reflection of the screen and the lights. I was like, okay. If it was black, we would not see you. You'd be like in a dark hole. So the white actually elevated you because everyone else was just around you. Mm. And there was this centerpiece in white.
Remember, we had to also shorten the ramp.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Was that there because of the audience?
And Cedric was adamant about the numbers. Eh? Oh. He was not playing.
Can we add more chairs? Is it possible to just, can we add more here?
He's like,
just
no.
No, but do you guys remember the mess with the chairs? People start walking in and there are chairs missing.
And we added chairs.
And we added chairs.
And you fought with me.
I was fighting with them because we're trying to add chairs where I'm moving my camera.
The camera.
No, but that's where the camera is. No, put it over there. Then they started like secretly, I think Bongi secretly put chairs in certain places, and I was just like,
I know that I'm that irritating client that literally wants to be on top of everything. And I went to the booth, even I was in your booth, and I checked every single camera, and I said, yes, this is what I want. And I literally was Shem. Yo, Sia, I was literally I was literally on your case at 12, at 1, at like literally, and Shem, yes, I bothered literally every single one of you. I told you this is usually you just go there and you do what you want. And yep. Me, I said, KG, I do not want pink. Do not want purple.
I am blind when it comes to this. Magenta?
And then you agreed, though.
So there's a moment where I said to him on comms, my brother, you'll apologize later.
We're going to get there because I've got bones to pick, many bones to pick.